Well, we have been starting off the week with a lot of live music here on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Ryan Bingham in studio with us yesterday, and we welcome back for her second visit now, Mindy Smith, who has brought a band with her this time. I think last time through you were on your own, and you've got a couple of backup musicians this time.
Yeah, and you know, we're having so much fun out here, and I thought to leave them in the car, but
the window rolled down.
You guys can't come on in. We didn't have any water for them. So
who's to your right and who's to your left there?
To my right on guitar is Kyle Ryan.
Okay.
And that's actually the wrong. My other right is actually Mark Bisappi on the cajon, and then my left is Kyle Ryan.
So you've got two right-hand men with you today.
Yes.
Now, are you just off the road? Did you just like pull into town?
Yeah, indeed we did. Where do we come from? Pueblo?
Pueblo, Colorado, yeah. Well, welcome back to Santa Fe. You've done a couple of shows here, and you'll be out at Soul Santa Fe Brewing Company tonight. Now, you're on the new album is self-titled, and it is album number 5. So how's it going? Wrap things up for us so far. You start off with a debut. You never know how you're going to be received. Now you're 5 albums into it. Where are you feeling you're at this point?
I feel confident, you know, in some elements, but, you know, also anytime you put out something new, that's a creative process. There's that element of fear that, oh, I hope it's received well. We are doing this. I'm also doing this as an independent artist, so I'm no longer attached to a major or any label. I'm sort of creating my own label. So there's hopefully the seeds that I'm planting with this will, the benefits, you know, will sort of enable me to do another record down the line.
Now, do you look at it as a progression, or is it like each album is a different artifact for you or a different part of your life?
I think it's, well, because all my albums are, you know, sort of a collection of songs that I've written over the years. So, you know, I have a song on this record that, I don't guess you do know this, but a song that I wrote, you know, way back in the year 2000, and then as current as, you know, 2011, you know. So the diversity is still there, but it's definitely more of a how just my story and it just kind of keeps coming to the surface.
Now, I was reading that you were going through a few emotional problems at the time of the writing of the songs. Is the album kind of a catharsis for you, the new one?
Well, I mean,
or is each one a catharsis?
I'm always going through emotional problems. I think I've got that down packed, you know. But I think definitely a reflection of, you know, my challenges in life, and that's basically how I get through life, is not necessarily putting it into a song, but like sort of spewing, if you will. Okay. And oftentimes it comes through the music, and I think, you know, I definitely am in a better place in some ways. You know, we all kind of have daily struggles. I think.
Yeah, you live through it, and well, yes. We'll all give you a giant hug at the end of the session.
Oh,
today.
Shucks, thank you. There's a lot of fun songs on this record, and you know, it's kind of a throwback to One Moment More, only with a lot more confidence and a little more grit. And I think that people, I think that's what people were hoping I would give them, and that's what I felt compelled to do, and it just naturally fell out that way.
So. Awesome. Let's talk about where you're from. I know originally New York, but many years in Nashville now. What's your take on the city? I mean, do you find it more supportive or more competitive?
It's very supportive. I mean, there has to be an element of competition in the, you know, entertainment and any industry in order for people to, you know, take pride or in the work that they're putting out there and feel like, okay, I have to do my very best. But I think overall, and I know my guys here, Mark and Kyle, would agree with me that we all just love each other and want to support each other and have each other, you know, in Nashville anyway. There are those, though, that are of a different mindset. But
you find lots of friends there, and, you know, you go see people play around town? I mean, are you kind of a social butterfly there when you're in town?
No, I'm not a social butterfly. I'm a homebody, but I do go out and see people. I'll go out and see some of my friends, usually my friends, Kate York or Lee Nash, and, you know.
But you don't go out and, like, check the latest up-and-comer, you know, yeah, let's see what they've got or anything like that.
Well, I mean, I think that's, you know, it's not really, because I just never think to go out. You kind of get, without sounding, you know, like a jerk, you kind of get burnt out on the going out every night and,
yeah.
I'm not of the mind that I'm going to miss something if I go out where I used to be. Like, I'm going to miss out on something.
Well,
if I don't go
out. Sounds like, too, that, you know, when you're out on tour, you're out every night anyway.
Yes.
So when you get home, you just kind of want to nest.
I think so. It's like when you live it and you're living in it, the last thing you want to do is, you know, go out and find. Yeah, I guess that's my mindset these days. It's terrible, maybe, but
no, not at all.
I do go support artists that compel me and move me, and I get excited to hear. So
that's great. Well, you're gonna find a very supportive audience at Soul Santa Fe Brewing Company tonight. We've got Mindy Smith in studio with us right now on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. We'd love to hear a song.
I could stand to lose shirts and jeans with paint and splatters, reminding me of times with you. Highs and lows, it's how life goes when little moments shine. Hold them close, they should never be sold, 'cause they only get better with time. Pictures in boxes, boxes and boxes of things I love. Now and then I open them up and shuffle around through junk and old bits. Highs and lows, it's how life goes when little moments shine. Hold them close, they should never be sold, 'cause they only get better.
Mindy Smith, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. You're hearing her live in studio with us today, and you'll hear her in concert tonight if you check her out at Soul Santa Fe Brewing Company after hours tonight. I was also reading, Mindy, that you're a big fan of Sarah Vaughan. What is it about her that appeals to you?
I think technique and just the things that Sarah Vaughan has sort of done to me that are impressive is create new tone and as a vocalist. I mean, obviously we have, you know, other vocalists that of her era that also made an impact on vocalists, especially for females. But I just was very attracted to some of her trills and whatnot. But I also love those old jazz standards, and I think she just knocks it out.
You know, a lot of people do covers albums. If we were to open up the mail tomorrow and find a Mindy Smith covers album in the mail, what songs do you think would be on it? What songs appeal to you that you might go, oh, that's one I wanted to take on?
You asked me a tough one. I think My Funny Valentine, and anywhere from that all the way to you know, I actually did do a cover of Fleetwood Mac and one of their songs some time ago, but I think just so many different things move me. I love The Cure, so try to figure out how to do a cover of, you know, a Cure song would be killer, you know.
Well, it sounds like you've got a wide variety of taste, you know, starting with Sarah Vaughan and, you know, old 40s and even 20s tunes and all the way up to, you know, current day. How did your musical knowledge come about? Is it something that you just explored on your own or, you know, your folks listening to music in the living room when you were growing up?
Mostly that. I don't have a lot of knowledge. I'm like everybody else that listens to music, and I, you know, whatever appeals to me, what moves me. It can be anywhere from, you know, gospel music like the Staple Singers to Alison Krauss or, again, Sarah Vaughan, who actually I was listening to just today in The Cure. Exactly. People would be surprised that I actually even have Ozzy Osbourne in my little, you know, catalog of songs to listen to. But it's just a matter of not being bored, you know, I think creating a different, diverse. It's like not eating, you know, pizza every night.
Right. Depends on your mood. You know, some days you're in the mood for The Cure, others for Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
Well, we'd love to hear another song from you.
Well, I was going to actually play you my single off my new record.
That sounds awesome.
Titled Mitty Smith. And this song is a song I wrote with my buddy Daniel Tashin. It's called Pretending the Stars.
Baby, what you think about stepping out, going for a ride and shaking up this town? We can put the top down and feel the wind go wild. Underneath the moon with the radio on, we can drive around until they play that song.
A1 Radio Free Santa Fe, Mindy Smith and band. Check her out tonight at Soul at Santa Fe Brewing Company. The showtime about 7:30, I'm pretty sure, tonight. And opening acts?
Peter Bradley Adams.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah,
he's in town too?
Oh,
we like
him.
Yeah. That must be fun being on the road with him.
Well, I've done a couple runs with him before. He's just such a great energy and
So you guys are like old Very friends at this point.
I think so. I would consider him an old friend.
You'd see him if he was in Nashville, right?
I might talk to him. I'd think about it.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Mindy Smith on the radio with us and out at Soul at Santa Fe Brewing Company. Tickets available at the door. Head on out and see her tonight starting around 7:30.
Right on.